Lucky must be happy with that performance.
Yeah, it was good. We felt like we started a little bit slow, but conditions were a little bit tricky up there as well. It was sort of blowing and the weather wasn't ideal, but we felt like after quarter time we sort of played it on our terms and we implemented a lot of things that we've trained throughout the pre-season, and once we started to get on top around the stoppage, we felt like we controlled the game a lot better.
What did you make of the big fella's efforts up forward, Charlie Dixon?
Yeah, it's just great to see him back. He's in a really good place at the moment. We're really happy off the field as well, which no doubt helps him on field, and he's up there jumping at the footy, plunking him, just getting the contest after contest, and that's all we can ask from him. He's had 7 shots on goal on a pretty good defender, All-Australian defender from last year, so he's had an outstanding pre-season and we can't wait to see what he can do this season.
How big of a key component is he going to be this year to make sure he can try to push for finals?
Yeah, I think any time you've got a key forward that's in good form, giving goals, it gives you a really good opportunity. And Charlie gives us the option for the bailout kick if we don't like what we see coming down the field, but and he gets to the contest and brings the ball to ground 9 times out of 10. So we had games last year where we had enough entries but we're getting outmarked too often, and that didn't happen on too many occasions, if at all, yesterday.
Is there the difference, do you think, between cracking the finals and doing some damage?
I think there's a lot of components to it. He's obviously one of those key cogs for us. He's a key forward. He's our target going inside 50. I think Robbie playing in a couple of weeks is obviously another target, and he'll draw some good defenders as well. So there's no doubt that we've tried a few things throughout the pre-season. We've got a different midfield mix now as well, which I think was exciting, seeing Connor and Dan Houston and guys like that come through the midfield. Peps' pressure down forward was outstanding as well, and it was good to see Stevie Motlop have an outstanding game getting up and down the ground. So there's a lot of things that obviously go into winning games of footy to set yourself up to play finals of footy.
Mate, how important was the Peps forward line pressure that you just touched on?
Yeah, I think Brad Ebert, we missed him last year as well when he didn't play the second half of the season, that forward line pressure, and keeping the footy in the front halves so important nowadays in AFL footy. But in saying that as well, if you can get pressure on their exits, it gives us a really good look coming back inside 50 as well. So we feel like we've got a really good balance at the moment. Obviously, it's the first pre-season game of 2020, and we took some positives out of it and some RFIs as well, so we'll get into the review tomorrow. But those guys down forward, their pressure, Zach Butters as well, is another one that just constantly turning up. Tobin Cox was the same.
How Pepper make guys look over their shoulder in the offensive back line, given his strength?
I would be, yeah. There's no doubt about that. I think you've seen in the past, and like Eddie Betts is probably a great example of it, that opposition teams are worried about the chase down, and Peps' physicality but also his speed to get to the contest is really good. And you've seen yesterday, I think he made that tackle on the goal line, and Butters was the beneficiary of that. But he's the one that probably got us going in the second quarter. I think he had a huge tackle in the first centre square bounce, won a free kick, and then he finished the quarter with that as well. So we feed off his energy, and when he's up and about, there's no doubt that we're a better team.
Another forward line player is George Yardies. What did you make of his first game?
Yeah, he was good. He got to a lot of contests. He didn't clunk as many as he would have liked, but you can see that he's got all the attributes that you want in a young player. He comes in, he just plays his natural game, flies for the footy, and there's no doubt confidence he'll gain from that, and moving forward into the season that he'll start to mark them and then get his opportunities to kick goals as well.
On that midfield, are you expecting to play up for this year, like get the minutes in? You know, it looks like they're willing to sort of freshen things up.
I think there'll be a few guys that are more mainstay mids, and I think I'm one of them, Bokey another, and Husto as well, and then we'll rotate a few different guys through that sort of third position as in the midfield with Ebo, Connor, Pau Pepper, and guys like that. So I think we'll have a different mix, but I think I'll be a mainstay midfield this year.
What did you make of the sling tackle on Justin?
Yeah, it was right in front of the bench, obviously. They'll review that, there's no doubt about that, but that's a part of footy, and you want to play tough and so on, and Westy was fine. He completed the game, and he felt fine after the game, so I think he ended up landing on his shoulder, and he was a little bit sore from that, but just part of the game.
Tommy, how important is Motts? Because you know, in the last season, he was left out of the side for the last few weeks. Obviously, got some really good young boys coming through. How important, what sort of pre-season has he had?
Yeah, he's had an outstanding pre-season, outstanding summer. I think he's even bulked up a little bit as well. His running capacity is unbelievable. He covers the ground at high speed. He gets to a lot of contests. There was passages of play yesterday where he was in defensive 50 and then he'd turn up inside 50 in the same chain of play, and not many players can go with him when he's up and about and running and getting the contest. And he sort of spent a bit of time through the midfield and getting up and down the ground, and his ball use is sensational as well. So he's a really important player for us, and we want him in the best form he can be, and he's had an outstanding pre-season, summer, and the game highlighted that as well.
We've seen him produce like outstanding moments at times. A showdown winning goal comes to mind. But is it just consistency for Motts and having that confidence?
I think so. I think he would probably admit that himself, that he wasn't at the level that he wanted to be last year, but he set himself up with an outstanding summer, as I said, and if he can play like that yesterday, I think he'll trouble a fair few oppositions, and I wouldn't really want to be walking down to our forward line at the moment and going, who are you going to take today? You've got Dixon, Motlop, Robbie when he's back, Connor, Butters, Pau Pebbelo. It's a really good mix, and as we said, it's only the first pre-season game, but there's a lot to get excited about.
Hammer hit the scoreboard. Any rewards for backman kicking goals this year?
It was nice. They always call him for those handballs and seemed to not quite get him through the big sticks, but it was nice for Hammer to knock that one over and gain a bit of confidence as well.
Can you just expand on how important those more experienced, established players are? I don't want to put them old, but the guys that have been here for a while?
Yeah, well, there's no doubt that there's going to be moments where you're tested this year, and in games it's important that your older guys and leaders step up in those moments and take control. And we feed off the energy that the young boys have brought in over the last sort of two or three drafts. They've brought plenty of energy in, and they're all playing senior footy or putting pressure on to be in the senior team. So it's important that you get the balance right. We're out there to help them and set them up in the right place. But I think the experience, but we've got a really good balance of experience and youth coming through at the moment.
Still nice to get a win over your old club.
Yeah, it was. Obviously, they were a top 14 last year, and they had pretty much a full strength team. So we knew it was going to be a great challenge for us, and it was that. And it was nice to walk away with the win.
What's the plan for the next fortnight? Now, Rocky, ahead of the final March game.
Yeah, so we'll play the under-23s game next week against the Crows. There might be a few senior guys that need minutes or stuff like that that'll play in that. And then, obviously, I think Kenny and the coaching staff, they'll do match committee, and I'd assume we'd go with what we want to go with round one in that last game against the Dogs over at Whyalla. So there's no doubt there's plenty of pressure on the spot.